This is Thomas V. Warren with a presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes, a daily and integral part of the International Gospel Hour. We're so glad that you've been with us today, that you've chosen to be with us today, and we'd like to urge you to search in your radio program in the daily newspaper for the times of the appearance of the International Gospel Hour with Brother V.E. Howard. This program is actually part of that total program, but we do want to urge you to hear Brother Howard as well. On this broadcast, we've been studying now for several days the great and wonderful topic of conduct worthy of the gospel. The Bible makes clear that we should live our lives in a way as to reflect the basic principles of the gospel. The Apostle Paul said in Philippians chapter 1, verse 27, which has been used as a basic text for this entire series, "Let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel." And then Paul said in writing to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2, "You are our epistle, known and read of all men." So you see, he's saying here that the living of your life, as it is observed by others, should be like someone reading a letter. Suppose you got a letter from Jesus Christ. You could do the same thing by watching the life of a Christian if he were doing what Christ would have him to do. And so we have looked at a number of these wonderful principles which are found in the gospel. For instance, that our spiritual relationship to God is of the greatest importance of anything. That the gospel is a message of grace, and so our lives must manifest joy and thanksgiving. That we must live a life of submission to God, of obedience, that we cannot be saved without it. That God demands reverential worship, and so we should live our lives in reverential awe and profound respect of God. And now in the last lesson, the last principle in our series, number 10, we find the gospel demands strong opposition to false doctrine. That God demands the preaching of true doctrine. Preaching of the truth, the word of God, the gospel, all of which are simply different designations of one and the same body of truth. And also intends for us not only to preach the truth, but to oppose every false way. The Lord Jesus Christ was the greatest controversist this world has ever known. He was constantly involved in his discussions with the Jews in exposing their perversions of God's truth. He would constantly put them to rout by showing in a logical way that they had perverted, misused, contradicted the message of the law under which they lived. And so it was, as the gospel came in force, we find Stephen, that great and faithful disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, as recorded in Acts chapter 7, where he preaches that lengthy sermon to the Jews showing their history, and that their history was characterized by their being disobedient to God and rejecting his faithful prophets who came among them. And he said to them, as recorded in Acts 7, "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and mind, you do always resist the Holy Spirit." The Apostle Paul preached the gospel in many places. He preached it in such a way, so strongly and so clearly identifying the truth as over against false doctrine which men had espoused, that in many places they sought to kill him, just as they actually did kill Stephen, to whom we had just referred. In Jude the 3rd verse, we find that we should contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered unto the saints. In Titus chapter 1, verses 9 to 11, we find that faithful Christians are to stop the mouth of the gainsayers, that is, of the contradictors, of those who pervert the gospel of Jesus Christ. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1, we learn, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they be of God." And in 2 John verses 9 to 11, "Whosoever goeth onward and abideth not in the teaching of Christ hath not God." And so you see, we must stand not only for the truth, but against error. But our time is gone for today. It has been so good to have you in our audience. In closing, let me just thank you for listening and plead with you to join us again for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour.